God bless you. I was inspired this morning just thinking about what a great God we have, who is our Abba Father, out of his desire to be our Father. And this is in exactly the same way as he was the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is that intimate relationship between the Father and the child, the Father and the Son and Daughter. And Christ was the firstborn among many brethren in this relationship, with God being the Father of all of his children. And so I was thinking about the importance of the words that we speak. And funny thing about words and language is that the language that we speak usually identifies our place of origin. If I am German, if I'm born in Germany, I am German, what I call myself, and I speak the German language. If I was born in Spain, I am from Spain and I speak the language of Spain, Spanish, etc., etc., around the world. And this language that we speak identifies us with our land of birth, our land of origin. Of course, there's variables in there. Some people speak five languages. But the point is that it identifies us as to where we come from. The language, the land, the language of the land of our birth. And so, being that we are born again and now of heaven and no longer of earth, then the words that we speak also identify us as heavenly beings, sons and daughters of God. And God has given us the language of heaven. They are his words from his mouth to us directly because of this wonderful connection of birth and spirit within. And so when I speak the words of the world, in like manner, I'm identifying myself as being of the world. Yeah, I used to be, and I used to speak that language. I was actually conformed to that language, conformed to the ways of the world. And I spoke it fluently. I spoke the language of the destruction and the steal, kill, destroy fluently. And then I got born again. And now I'm of heaven. I'm of the right-hand side of God. And I need to be just as fluent, not even just as. I need to be more fluent in that language. Because that is the reality. I was from the earth, born of the world, born under Satan's authority and dominion. And when I got born again, God rescued me out of all of that, removed me from it, and made me to sit at his right-hand side and gave me a new land of origin, the heavenly realm. I am in a different realm. And there are only two realms. There is the realm of heaven, where God rules, where all the wonderful angels are, where our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is, and his body, which is us. And then there's the realm of the world. They are two different realms, and they are real, both of them. And God literally translated us out of the world realm into heaven's realm and made us to sit. And now we are there, and we are from there, and we are also walking around on the face of the earth as heavenly beings in a physical body, but completely changed from what we were before. And with a completely new language of what we had before. Now we speak these words of heaven and these words that come from God's heart that he puts into our ears, into our mind, this free connection of the transfer of God's heart through his words to our heart and our mouth. This is an amazing thing. This is our fluency. We have nothing that will inhibit our fluency if that's what we desire, to be fluent in the language of the place that we come from now, the heavenly realm. And so the words connect us, the words bind us. The words are the transfer of either the authority and power of the right-hand side of God or the destruction of the world. They're all carried in words. And, you know, it's sometimes I think of the example of a radio. It's a signal, it's a frequency that is broadcast from a transmitting station. And upon that frequency are words and images, like TV and radio. And that frequency carries those words to a receiver that then broadcasts them. And then that's what we hear. If we're listening to music or listening to something on a radio station or watching it on the TV, that's how it comes. And it's similar in that the words that God gives us has the energy, the frequency, the power, the authority of heaven that is connected to those words that we speak. And that's why they are words of life. They are living words, because on those words are also the power and the authority of God Himself. And in the same way, when we speak the words of the world, they do exactly the same thing. They carry with them the destruction, the heartache, the defeat that comes from the God of this world and the world that He orchestrates. Carrying the same energy, same frequency on the words. So what is really being impressed upon my heart recently is the importance of speaking the words of our land of origin, the place of our birth. The place of our birth is heaven. The land of our origin, land in quotes, is the right-hand side of God. And the fluency of the language of heaven should be ours, can be ours. These are the words of life. These are the words that are wonderful and easy to speak as we are open to God to give them to us and willing to then speak them out when He does. No more speaking the language of the place we used to come from, the world, before we were born again. That language should be as foreign to us as me being an American speaking English and someone speaking Chinese to me. I would just look at them and say, I'm sorry, I do not understand a word you're saying. That's how foreign the language of the world should be to us, because that is the reality of it, that we are no longer of this world. So we may remember how to understand the language of the world, but it is foreign to us in a way that it doesn't apply to us anymore. And we would never think to speak it nor to follow it. Our natural inclination is to speak and follow the language of our origin, heaven. So words are so, so important. They bind us and connect us to something. They always connect us to something. Someone who even said something terrible to us when we were very young. And we remember those words and they connect us to that person and to the hurt and to the heartache, whatever it was. Words connect. And so this is why it's important to, for me, to be fluent in the language of heaven, where I am from at this very moment. And God is very willing and very happy to supply us all with many words from His right-hand side. words of life to be spoken to those people that are ready to hear. So God bless you.